It's down to the wire in the final push for the Missouri Right to Farm Amendment. And the opposition, led by the Humane Society of the United States, is pulling out all the stops, according to Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst.
According to the latest ethics reporting I've seen, I think that the opponents have 40 contributors. We literally have thousands. From the last report, Humane Society of the U.S. has put in nearly $500,000 in the issue. So that's where the opposition comes from. They're sponsoring all the ads that are pretty prevalent on Missouri TV as we go into the last few days of the campaign. That's our opposition.
The amendment simply reads, shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to ensure that the right of Missouri citizens to engage in agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed?
It protects our ability to use farming practices, and that's actually the two key words in the amendment are farming practices. So what we're trying to do is protect Missouri farmers from those who would, through initiative petition typically or even lawsuit, try to limit the way we can farm. And we've received a lot of criticism saying it'll give farmers a blank check. I think it's quite a bit short of that. Our rights have limits, all of our rights, including this one. So we'll continue to be regulated, but it does protect our ability to, in my case, I mean, every kind of farming has a different interest. In my case, for crop farmers, I'm very interested in having a full range of seed choices. I'd like to protect that very much.
One other state passed a similar amendment 2 years ago, and Hurst remains confident of a successful outcome in the Tuesday vote.
North Dakota passed one 2 years ago. That's similar. Interestingly enough, you know, there's been all kinds of ads and concern about lawsuits and the like, and we've actually visited with the folks from North Dakota in the 2 years since they've passed their amendment. There hasn't been a single bit of litigation on their amendment. I would expect much the same here when we're successful.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.